Well, you probably know her for her sunny TV roles in Gadget or The Flying Nun. But in her powerful new memoir, Oscar-winning actor Sally Field opens up about the darkest corners of her life. The 71-year-old actor's career spans six decades and includes films including Forrest Gump, Norma Rae and Mrs. Doubtfire. But she got a start in the 60s playing the spunky surfer teenage girl who lived with her widowed father in the sitcom Gidget. But that smiling TV persona was at odds with her home life at the time, where Sally Field suffered sexual and emotional abuse at the hands of a stepfather. Her memoir is called In Pieces, and Sally Field writes unflinchingly about the abuse, the missed opportunities, and the failed relationship she experienced, including one with her famous Smokey and the Bandit co-star, Burt Reynolds. I spoke with Sally Field earlier.
Well, thank you so much.
Sally Field, this is an extraordinarily honest memoir, not your traditional showbiz autobiography. You say you were reluctant to write the book in the first place. It took you 7 years, as you mentioned. Why did you finally decide to write it?
When my mother passed away 7 years ago on my 65th birthday, I just felt terribly disquieted. It wasn't just grief. I felt as if there was something missing, some piece to the puzzle, so to speak. I thought I had had all the conversations that you think you should have when your parent is ill and dying. But when she was gone, I felt like there was something growing on me, like some festering wound, and I didn't know where it was. And so I began writing, looking for it, searching for the answers. And the only thing I knew to do was to take everything out. All of the letters that I had kept with me, my journals, and put it all out there and see if I could piece it together and see something that I was unable to see beforehand. And that's what I did. And so it took me 7 years. And I write about it as I uncover it, as I uncover the pieces to me.
Well, I have read much of the book, and you do bare your soul. You talk about the sexual abuse you endured as a very young girl at the hands of your stepfather, actor and stuntman Jock Marnie. How did this abuse forge you, Sally, and the person, and particularly the actor, perhaps, that you became?
I have no idea exactly how, and that's what I write about. I write very specifically about the survival mechanisms that I slowly began to put in my brain that, you know, I've always been dealing with. And I think as adults, part of our task as human beings is to kind of untangle that childhood mechanism, whether you come from a healthy environment or an unhealthy environment. Mm. We get in handed down patterns, and it is our task to untangle that as grown-ups, because what might have served us as children is really in our way as adults. And this was my method of untangling some mechanisms that had been placed by me, by my brain, to help me survive situations that seemed overwhelming. And so I write about that. So I really can't explain it any more than how the book explains it. And that took me 7 years. So unless we want to be on the phone a very long time.
All right. Besides the sexual abuse, which is horrific, you also open up about binge eating. You talk about depression. You talk about self-harm. You used to hit yourself in the face. But you also write that through all of that, your saving grace was acting. How did acting save you?
Well, it was something that I found at a very important time in my life when I was 12. I was lucky enough to have a theater arts department in my public school, in my middle school. And I was 12 the first time I did a scene. And it wasn't even on a stage. It was a classroom with all the chairs and tables pushed aside and the students kind of leaning and sitting. And the moment I stepped on this sort of imaginary stage and began to say this dialogue, it was completely wrong for me. It was from the play Born Yesterday. I couldn't have been more miscast as this little 12-year-old girl playing this brassy blonde bombshell, which I wasn't. It was something happened to me. Something cleared, and a bell rang. I could hear myself. I could think, and I was inside my own body, and I was present and alive. And then it was gone. It was an instant, a flash. And I've always said that I've spent my entire life searching for the fireflies on the edges of my eyes, something that I had experienced in that very first second. and then would pursue, because it was what being alive really was, this exquisite feeling of existing.
The role of Gidget, a lot of us will always remember you as Gidget, and I think it was poignant how you wrote about how that was a happy place for you, how that family, that television family, and that optimism was a place you felt safe in, and you really didn't want to go home to your real home. You wrote in the book that after that role had finished, you said, Gidget was still with me, Gidget was me. How long did you, Sally Field, stay so connected to that sunny surfer girl?
Oh, she's still there. She's still me. That's still me. Absolutely. That's still a big part of me. No, I don't surf. But that optimistic, sort of happy, friendly, bubbly kind of person that she was is a part of me. It's a part of my person, who I am. I'm not always that, but I am that. A lot. It's one of the pieces of me.
But in contrast, not so The Flying Nun, which is another role that I think a lot of us will always associate you with. And for you, that's not happy. You didn't want to be The Flying Nun. You didn't enjoy being The Flying Nun. It was a real problem for you. Why?
Mm-hmm. I was just starting to see a glimmer, just a crack of possibilities of what kind of future I might want, something I had never allowed myself to see. And I wanted to be an actor. I could see that. I started to see it. I mean, a real actor that knew a craft, that was doing quality work. And I didn't think that this was it, The Flying Nun. And besides that, it was 1966. And my generation was, you know, running around naked and eating granola and losing their mind. And I did not want to be playing a nun during that time. And I was 19, 20, and 21. And I did not want to declare myself as part of the establishment, you know, in the 60s. But ultimately, probably those 3 years were so defining, excruciating, but defining and ultimately hugely important, because Madeline Sherwood, who played the Mother Superior, one fine day when I was about to lose my mind, took me at the end of work, led me to the actor studio where I eventually started working with Lee Strasberg. At the same time, I was doing The Flying Nun, but it was the beginning of a huge transition for me and a huge change, and certainly opportunity for me to learn from someone who I still consider and will always consider an absolute master of the craft of acting.
You went on to be a very powerful actor. You've won awards. You've had very strong roles. For instance, the role of Norma Ray, where you play a union organizer. In your life, how important have those strong roles you've taken on, so I guess the years since The Flying Nun, been to helping you find yourself? You say you couldn't find yourself there as The Flying Nun. Does acting in these particular roles help you with that? Is that the gift acting has given to you?
Well, you know, there's so many gifts acting has given me. And like I said before, it was learning these tools with which I could then connect to pieces of myself, because I could these very specific tools and exercises to go into you, who you are, into your mind and into your memories and into your subconscious and unconscious mind. And in finally getting cast in roles like Sybil and Norma, I had to go into myself and find pieces that I didn't know existed. And when I could call them forward and reveal them in the characters, I could own them in a way that I was not able to own them before.
Sally Field, congratulations on the book. It's a powerful story, very powerfully told. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you so much.
Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actor Sally Field. Her new memoir is called In Pieces, and it really is a powerful read.